Karen Shan is one of the four Phantoms. They are going to be in concert at the Grand in Oshkosh. She joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm great.
Super.
So are you in Wisconsin now?
Oh, yeah. We got into Oshkosh on Sunday.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And you've actually performed at the Grand before.
Numerous times, yeah. It was one of the reasons that we felt very comfortable shooting the special here, because we feel very much at home, because we've been here so many times, which is great. And Joe Furlow, who runs the Grand, has made all sorts of accommodations for this to go very well. So we're all very excited.
You were telling me, we did a little prep here. You were telling me that they did quite a bit of renovation to the Grand for this public television special or taping.
Well, yeah, I was shocked, because we were over there yesterday afternoon, and I walked into the theater, or should I say the opera house, and they had completely shredded the place, not structurally, but all the lights and all the sound were gone, and all the new stuff was it. They are bringing in truckloads of equipment. It was kind of shocking and very exciting, actually, to see. So they're using special lighting on the interiors. They've got racks of lights over the stage. I mean, I've done a fair amount of television, and I don't know that I've ever seen this much light in one place.
Wow. So
yeah,
you were telling me you actually called, well, you're a native of Dublin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now,
I'm the token Patty in the bunch.
But all four of you, at one time or another, have played the role of the Phantom in Andrew Lloyd Webber's The Phantom of the Opera. That's where the four Phantoms come into play here, right?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. We've all been very blessed that way, and I think that. The thinking was, let's try and get guys from different places. Like Brent Barrett, he did it in, he opened the show in Las Vegas, and he also did it in Germany, and then Frank D'Ambrosio did it in San Francisco for a long time. John Cadilla did it in New York, and I did it in New York and in Toronto as well. And then we also, we traveled with a young lady who played Christine. And I say young lady because I think she was 20 years old when she first played the role on Broadway, which is pretty astonishing. And so that's not too long ago. And she's terrific. The audience is just, I also used to sing with a metal band, and once in a while I still do that. And
okay.
one of my guitar players came to see one of our shows, and he said, you know who my favorite Phantom was? I said, who? He said, the one in the dress. So we refer to her really as the fifth Phantom, you know. So she's great.
Well, it sounds like you've got some chemistry with the four of you plus one.
We do. Sometimes we have too much chemistry and we get yelled at. You know, you guys are goofing off too much, or, you know. So, yeah, we have a good time. We really do. It's a lot of fun. And so far, after a number of years doing this together, there are no egos. It's very much, yeah, I can't sing that part. Can you sing that part instead? And I'll do this. And, you know, so it's great. It's fun. It's a great camaraderie.
So what will you be performing that the audience will recognize?
We try, you know, as we say in Ireland, you know, give the punters what they want. So we try to stick to material that will be familiar to most audiences. We'll be doing some stuff from Phantom. We also do Les Mis, Man of La Mancha, West Side Story, a plethora of different things. Jesus Christ Superstar, Chicago, kind of on and on. We also do some kind of popular favorite songs. That are not necessarily from musical theater. And I think that catches the audience off guard a bit, and they seem to really enjoy that.
When did you first know that you could sing?
What's today?
Well, today would be the first day of spring, 19th of March.
The 18th? I sang as a kid in a choir. I went back and forth between Dublin and New York City. And when I was living in New York in elementary school, I joined the boys' choir and I sang and really enjoyed it, but never thought it was something I would do. And then in high school, my best friend in high school, after I moved back from Ireland to here, he got me involved in his rock band. So that was sort of fun. But I was an engineering major in college, and I had no notions of doing what I'm doing. I often ask, how did I get here? And my favorite phrase is let go and let God. And, and here I am. So I feel very blessed on my journey and the people I've had the opportunity to work with and meet and perform for. So it's a bit of a mad journey.
Have the four of you performed together very often as the Four Phantoms?
Yes. The four of us have been together now, I believe, about 5 or 6 years. The pandemic obviously derailed that for a while, but now it's finally starting to kick back into gear. So we've been going pretty nonstop since November, and up till the pandemic, it was going pretty well. And so yeah, I honestly couldn't count how many concerts we've done together, and, which is great, because then you get to a level of comfort and you can really enjoy what you're doing and enjoy working with each other.
Did you have some favorite singers or bands as you were growing up?
Here's where I often get, really? I'm a big Led Zeppelin fan. I'm a big Judas Priest fan. I'm a big Rob Halford fan, lead singer from Judas Priest. I'm a big Ronnie James Dio. I love my hard rock and heavy metal. So those guys I really admire. And then, on the other end of the spectrum, I watched a documentary about Luciano Pavarotti that Ron Howard did not too long ago, which was fabulous. That voice was just, it was so sad to me that when he passed, that instrument would never be heard again. I have such an eclectic appreciation for difference. Even someone like Bob Dylan or Jimi Hendrix, people would go, they're not great voices. I say, but they're so honest, they're so truthful, mm-hmm. that I enjoy their singing a lot,
Wow. You got a mix there. I recognize all of them.
Quite a bit. Yeah, exactly.
And I got to say, I'm a fan of quite a few of the ones that you mentioned.
Good man.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm like, okay, well, that's on my list. So
there you go.
Well, what's it going to be like for the audience with public television taping this?
Public television, they are sending in a team, mm-hmm. but and they're being, gracious enough to say, to commit to running the show, which is fabulous.
Okay.
I don't want to misspeak here. So they're being very supportive, but the show itself is being self-produced.
Okay.
And but it will be very exciting, I believe, because I think there's just a certain, I've done a few PBS specials myself, and there's always a bit of excitement, I think, between the audience and what's going on stage. There's a sort of heightened energy in the space. And people usually who come see our shows are musical theater fans, particularly Phantom fans. So they're already kind of hyped up. Mm-hmm. But then you add in the energy of this is an exciting moment because we're all doing this together, because the audience reactions and audience energy definitely plays a huge part. And so it's a bit of a heightened experience.
Yeah, I was just wondering with them taping this, whether or not this is, You got to get it all on the first take, that type of thing. So,
yeah, I suppose so. You know, I mean, I've done a few of these and I've never had to stop, but I've also done a lot of television and film. And if you go sideways somehow, you go, okay, stop, let's go back two lines, you know? And I suppose that is a possibility, which, you know, would hopefully doesn't happen. But whenever I've seen that happen, I know audiences love being sort of in on the mistakes, you know? So, I remember seeing Richard Harris playing King Arthur in Camelot on Broadway a number of years ago, and he completely got lost. And he restarted the song Camelot. And because he asked someone in the front row, he's like, Mrs., how much did you pay for that ticket? And she rattled out a price. He says, oh, you deserve to hear this song properly. Let's back up, you know. And the audience loved it, you know. So hopefully that won't happen. But if it does, again, it is television. And so, you know, you want to get it dead on right. You know, and so we're taping both nights. We're actually going to run cameras on Thursday, and then we're going to tape on Friday and Saturday and edit it down to the best of it, the best of the takes.
So it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah.
What time does the show start?
I believe I was going to say 7:30. So 7:30, I believe, are the show times. I think there are some tickets left, I think. It's very little. I asked Joe yesterday, so where are you? He said, I think we're down to about 100 tickets left out of the three nights. So
now,
I'm not sure how that's broken down, but yeah.
This question has nothing to do with the Four Phantoms, but I'm just wondering if you laugh at us and the way we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
No, but I remember as a kid, you know, thinking, wow, they're making a huge deal out of this. In Ireland, we just go to Mass.
Yeah. You know,
but now in Ireland, the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin is a pretty big affair. And, you know, I suppose people look for reasons to celebrate their heritage and their, you know, within their own communities. So I don't know how many green bowlers and things like that you'll see on people in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day, but maybe you do now. I don't know. You know, I haven't been home at St. Patrick's Day in years. So, yeah, from my perspective, it's like, you know, as long as everyone's having a great old time, then that's great.
So I have to ask, do you have a good time doing this type of thing?
Very much so, yeah. I enjoy the music. As I said, I'm a big, as we would say, headbanger. and I love doing that. That's really a lot of fun. And I kind of get to do a little bit of that in the show. I think the combination of making music with people who've become dear friends is very rewarding. It's why I still like to get together with my old rock band, because, you know, we grew up together, went to college together, and so there's this bond that, you know, that you share the music together, and that's great fun. So with these guys, it's become a very brotherly situation. And I guess I should say brotherly and sisterly, because Kaylee is fabulous, and we have a great time with her as well. So it's fun. You know, it's fun making music with your friends.
Okay, so you were correct. 7:30 showtime for each.
Oh, good man.
Each of those three evenings. Kieran, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely, Bob. And hopefully we'll see you over the next few days.
All right. You take care.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
That is Kieran Sheehan, one of the Four Phantoms, in concert at the Grand in Oshkosh, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at 7:30. And we'll be taping it for a public television special as well. We appreciate him joining us this morning.